It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before we find out what Mr. McGee's big idea is tonight, here's a big idea for any night.
McGee, whatever happened to that nice idea that used to be around about marriage being a 50-50 deal?
No, I'd say it's alive and kicking. Still takes two to polka.
Tango, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
Don't quote me, but I guess you're right. With married folks, things do manage to work out pretty evenly.
You should know, Molly. You take something like planning the family's future. That's one job where a wife and husband should work together because it's not his or her future, it's theirs.
You bet. And, McGee, if folks would use Prudential's Dollar Guide, they'd find the problem of planning for their future a whole lot easier. Sit down with a dollar guide, and step by step you can figure out just how much money will be needed to get along on if Dad dies unexpectedly.
Money for important things like living expenses, keeping the kids fed, clothed, and in school, paying off the mortgage or the rent. So let's face it, folks. Now's the time to decide what your family's future needs will be in dollars and cents.
And you know, the man to help you with deciding is your Prudential agent. Call him and make a date soon. He'll show you how to make sure the money will be there when you need it the most.
Among the crowd of shoppers in downtown Wistful Vista this morning are Mrs. McGee and her husband, Fibber. They're headed for the big new toy store, which recently opened at 14th and Oak, and which Mr. McGee describes as follows.
Four floors of nothing but toys, their ad says. Mort Toop spent a whole day in the store last week, and he says it's a fabulous place.
Well, all we want to do is buy something nice for Teeny and get home out of this crowd. Let's not spend all day now.
You know, it's just amazing the new toys they bring out every year. Got a lot of educational-type stuff down there, Mort says. He bought a couple of wonderful things for his kid, Willie.
I know. I was over at their house when Mabel made him take them back.
Take them back? Well, they sounded like swell presents to me.
Oh, great. A junior dentist satchel with a book on how to pull your own teeth. And an H-bomb assembly kit with 5 pounds of uranium. Cute.
Now, come on. Let's go in. Here we are.
My. Will you look at this place? Just look at all the toys.
Yeah, that's what Mort Toot said. They import toys from all over the world in every place.
Well, now, if we don't find something nice for Teeny here, we won't find it anywhere. Look at all the playground equipment over there.
Look at that sliding board with the escalator on the side of it to take the kids back up. Boy, isn't that a dilly?
Probably costs a fortune. Look at the seesaw, the one over there.
Yeah, I never saw a seesaw like this one. Says, is your child an only child? Do his friends all hate him? He can live alone and like it with this beautiful motor-driven seesaw.
Will you... Motor-driven seesaws. My goodness, what'll they think? No, McGee, don't get on it.
I won't hurt it. I just want...
No! You'll break it. Come on, now.
Gee whiz, Molly. I never had a motor-driven seesaw when I was a kid. Always wanted one, too. That one's imported from Italy.
Come on, McGee, down this way. We'll find something nice.
Hey, look at kiddo. Look. Look over here. Flying saucers. Oh, boy, how about that?
Isn't that cute? Big enough for a child to sit in. What does it say there, stamped on the side of it? Can you make it out?
Says, made in Mars by Martian.
Don't touch it. Mm-hmm. Get away from it. Heavenly days, these people import from everywhere, don't they?
All over the world, in every place.
Oh, look at the beautiful dolls, McGee. Wouldn't Teeny love one of these?
Oh, she'll get all kinds of dolls from her relatives, Molly. Let's get something different.
Oh, yeah, but look at this one. It's almost as big as little Teeny.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till I pick it up and see if it's a mama doll. It ought to say...
My name is Dolly Darling. Are you going to be my new mom?
Heavenly days. What?
I have records inside of me, and when you pick me up, it starts my mechanism, and I can say anything you put on the record.
Oh, my gosh, how do you like that?
Oh, wouldn't Teeny love something
so
like...
So tell your daddy you want me for Christmas. I sell for only $67.50 with 12 extra records.
$67.50? Set it down, Molly. Set it down quick. That's too doggone expensive.
I should say so.
That's why.
Like that. A doll with a built-in sales talk. Come on down this way.
Oh, that little doll seems almost human, doesn't it?
Yep, I hope we don't make her sore putting her back and not buying her. She's liable to pick up one of them bows and arrows and... Ow! Who did that? Who shot this arrow?
Good heavens. Here. It's only a suction cup on it. Hold still, I'll get it.
Oh.
There. You don't think the doll actually did
that? No, it came from the other direction. Better kids. Hey, lady! You shouldn't let your kid fool with them bows and arrows. What's the matter with you?
Oh, McGee.
My little boy didn't do that.
Well, it came from your direction.
It was his father. Oliver, get out from under that counter. How many times have I told you
not? Oh, that poor woman. I know just what she's up against.
Well, come on. Let's pick out Teeny's present and get the heck out of here. I could lose an eye around this joint.
Here comes the salesman now.
How do you do? Can I help you?
You sure can, bud. Let me have one of them space helmets.
A space helmet? Oh, McGee, Teeny has a half a dozen of
them.
Yes,
sir. Here you are, sir. Shall I gift wrap it?
No, I'm going to wear it. At least till I finish shopping in here. A guy could get his head shot off without protection around here. And if I'm going to find Teeny a present, I got to wear it.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
The soap that gets you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial. The soap that keeps you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial.
Dial users say they just don't feel as clean with any other soap. And it's true. With Dial, you never worry about odor because Dial removes the cause. You see, normal perspiration is odorless until skin bacteria go to work on it. They cause the odor. And ordinary soaps leave thousands of these bacteria. But daily washing with Dial removes up to 95% of them. That's because Dial's the only leading soap with AT7, or hexachlorophene. There's nothing else as good at stopping odor. And this ingredient clings to your skin, protecting you all day, several days if need be. That's why Dial stops odor before it starts, and keeps you nice to be around. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap? And... don't you wish everybody did?
You don't like the toy kitchen either with the electric stove that really cooks?
Nope.
And well, then, how about this fire engine with the automatic push-button ladder? It has a hose that squirts real water.
I don't know.
Oh, it's a very popular item with the children, sir. We've sold literally hundreds of them, and
Skip it. I told you before, I want something different for this little girl, Bud. Not some toy that every kid on the block has got one just like it Christmas morning.
Yes, sir.
I must say that for a store with as many different toys as you got in this store, you're not doing a very good job of finding what I want. Is he, Molly? Molly? Molly!
Your wife is in the furniture department, sitting down. Resting, I imagine.
Oh. Well, I don't blame her. I'm getting a little tired myself. But I'll stay with it, so you just keep showing us stuff.
Yes, sir. Keep showing us stuff, he says. I've showed him 7,000...
McGee, haven't you found anything yet? We've been around this whole store 3 times, and I'm tired.
Well, so am I tired, too, but you know how Teeny looks forward to her present from us every year.
What was the matter with that lovely little doll we saw? Not the one with the records inside of her, the one with the real hair and the set of hair curlers.
Oh.
So she can put it up in a wave every night. Little girls love to imitate their mothers, and Teeny...
That's no good, Molly. You know how she always brings her toys over to me, for me to show her how they work and play with them with her. Can't you just see me holding them curlers in my teeth and trying...
Well, I wish you'd make up your mind on something. We've been here 2 hours now.
Well, I'll find the right present, don't you worry. Okay, bud, what else you got to... where'd he go? That salesman, where'd he go?
Is that him way down there heading for the front door?
Oh, yeah. Hey, bud! Hey, you, come back here. I'm not through with you.
Out the door and down the street.
Hey. Well... well, by George, this is some service when a salesman deliberately runs out on a customer and... Floorwalker! Hey, Floorwalker! Who's in charge here? I'd like some service around here and... boy, oh boy. I got it, Molly. I got it. Teeny's present. Yeah, way up there on the fourth floor, I found the exact perfect gift.
Well, thank heavens at last. Well, let's go home.
Oh, wait till you see it, kiddo. She'll love it. I won't unwrap it till we get home to show it to you. It's just terrific. Brand new, and it's real unusual.
All right. What is it?
It's a machine gun.
A what? After all you said about dangerous weapons...
Oh, this ain't dangerous. As long as you got plenty of bicarbonate of soda around the house, this is okay.
Bicarbonate? What do you suppose...
It shoots popcorn. You see, you pour kernels of corn down the barrel, and then you plug in the electric cord, and pretty soon it heats up, and then you crank a little handle on the side of it, and bam, bam, bippity-bam, out comes popcorn.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, how do they think these up?
She'll have a lot of fun with this thing, and I can help her, too.
Only two helpings, though, and I want to be there every time you and Tina use it. No shots in the dark.
Okay, okay. Boy, will she be popular with the other kids once she shows them this thing. Bam, bam, bippity-bam, popcorn.
Yeah, you told me. Now, come on, let's get out of here.
Okay, watch the door.
Thank heavens this is over. I'll be glad... Oh, look who's on the corner over there, Dr. Gamble. Oh,
and the old-timer. What are they waving their arms about?
Looks like they're arguing or something.
What do you know about that?
Listen.
Now, look here, old-timer, you know how busy I am.
I'm busy, too, Doc. I work for a living, you know, and I seen it first, and I bought it.
Let's go see what's wrong.
I haven't got time to waste shopping. I got patience.
I got patience, too, but it's wore pretty thin.
Now, look here, old-timer, I'm... Hey, what the heck goes on, you guys?
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hi. Maybe you two can settle this.
Got an obstinate fellow on my hands, kids. Won't listen to reason.
I won't listen to reason. You're the most...
Now, hush, both of you.
Yeah. Gee whiz, boys. I and Molly are pretty wore out ourselves from a hard day shopping, but if you'll just tell us your problem, we'll try to solve it for you, won't we, Molly?
Yes, now one at a time, please.
Which one?
Well, we'll have AIDS before beauty, old-timer. So you tell it first, Doc.
Thank you. Very simple. The old-timer and I both bought the same present for Christmas for the same person, and I claim he should take his back and get something else.
No, I ain't gonna do it, because it was too hard to find just the exact right present. For that little kid down the street from you kids. Wait till you see what I found. Terrific. It's a machine gun, see?
What?
And you put corn down the barrel here and plug it into the light socket.
Come on, McGee.
And then you turn this little crank and bam, bam, bibbity, bam, popcorn, out it comes. And hey, where are you going, kid?
Yeah, wait. You said you'd settle this argument. McGee!
Hey!
Molly!
What?
McGee!
Oh.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Tomorrow night, when you hear these words, Lux Presents Hollywood, you can count on a full hour of top-notch listening to follow. For those are the words that introduce you to Lux Radio Theater, radio's greatest dramatic show. This week, Lux Radio Theater brings you Edmund Gwenn recreating his original screen role in the wonderful story Miracle on 34th Street, a special Christmas program. In addition to Lux Radio Theater, there's an exciting lineup of other Tuesday night favorites for your holiday listening pleasure. There's People Are Funny, starring Art Linkletter. Dragnet, with Jack Webb in his famous role of Sergeant Joe Friday. Our own Fibber McGee and Molly. And the great Gildersleeve, the pompous but lovable water commissioner of Summerfield. It's the biggest Tuesday night in radio. Lux Radio Theater, Dragnet, People Are Funny, Fibber McGee and Molly, and the great Gildersleeve. How can you go wrong with a lineup like that? It's all yours every Tuesday evening here on NBC.
Gee, I sure hope Teeny likes this present we got for her instead of that popcorn machine gun.
Let's see how it works again, will you? It's so cute.
No, we better not fool with it too much. We might break it.
Oh, go on.
Okay. Well, you just comb the hair out like this. Then you take these curlers and hold them in your teeth like this, and put them in one at a time like this.
Mama!
It says Mama, too.
Oh, she'll just love it.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Colleen Collins as the doll. This is John Wald inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.